Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why Chevy Silverado is the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Hardworking and dependable. Test drive a Silverado at your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealer today. Chevy, drive Chicago.
I'm finding that people don't RSVP in a timely fashion, or they RSVP and they don't show, or they say they're not going to make it and they show up. Jacqueline, what is the etiquette around RSVPs? What should you follow?
Hi, Lisa. Yes, this is a host or hostess's greatest nightmare when people don't RSVP. And it's really rude if they don't, because the host counts on people to let them know who they're bringing, how many people. Don't bring an uninvited guest, for heaven's sakes. And how soon should you do it? As soon as possible. Don't wait until the last possible minute to do it, because that just that can create chaos.
Yeah, I mean, we're having, I think, 70 and 15 people haven't RSVP'd, and it's this weekend. Well, that's a lot of food. That's additional tables, and you just can't prepare. How do you navigate divorced parents? Maybe the divorced parent has a new partner. Where do you seat them? What are the rules around divorced parents for people getting married?
What I recommend is that the married couple should sit down with their parents and have a candid conversation and say something like, how do you feel about this? Where would you like to be seated? A lot of times couples have parents who are divorced. So if there's animosity in the family, you have to keep that in mind. A lot of times, if the tension is so bad, I have known brides and grooms and grooms and grooms and brides and brides not invite the other parent because there's so much tension and animosity. And that's why I think it's important to have a conversation ahead of time so that there are no surprises. And a lot of times, weddings bring out the best in people. But on the flip side, weddings also bring out the worst in people.
Oh, if you can't get along for the sake of your child's wedding, then shame on you. That's the way I feel about it. Is it appropriate to wear black to a wedding?
Actually, I was at a wedding last weekend, and the bridesmaids were in black as well as the mother of the bride. And I would say, it just depends. A lot of times, the biggest rule is don't wear white.
Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
To a wedding. That's the biggest rule. The wedding that I attended was a black tie wedding, and there were no stipulations as to whether you could or could not wear black, so it was perfectly acceptable. A lot of times it's just asking the family or the people who are helping the bride organize the wedding, would it be okay if I wear a black dress or a black suit?
And what about the invitations we get from brides who want everyone at the wedding to be color coordinated, and they give you outlines on the colors you should wear? Because that's a little frustrating.
Well, hopefully you don't have to go out and buy a new outfit. You can wear what you already have. But if that causes a problem, you may have to just have a conversation with the couple and say, hey, I don't have those colors in my closet. Would it be okay if I just wear gray or whatever I have? And I'm sure that it won't be a big deal.
So everything boils down to conversation. Just be open and honest, and don't complain to other people about it. It seems like many weddings are now child-free weddings, but they do invite some family children, and that seems to get people upset.
Oh, absolutely. I remember when I got married many moons ago, I did not want children under 12 at my wedding. But what I did do is I provided child care, and I made that available. Did everyone take me up on my offer? No. In hindsight, it really I don't think it would have mattered if I had had a baby there.
Right.
But yes, there are a lot of couples who would rather keep it an adult-only party. And it's all in how you word it on the invitation so that the couple knows that this is a night out and that you would like to make it special for them.
Yeah, and that's the issue, because if you're getting married in Chicago, chances are you're paying $150, maybe $200 a head. You don't want to pay for a 12-year-old to have dinner and sit there bored on their screen all night.
Right. That's so true. And you know, weddings are so expensive. Just getting to a wedding, especially if it's a destination wedding, can be extremely expensive. And a lot of times I'm asked, do you have to give a gift to the couple getting married if you're coming from out of town or even out of the country? And a lot of times your presence is your present. I say at the very least, give them a card and let them know what your heartfelt feelings are in that card. And if you can give a gift, a small gift, base it on your budget. There are really no monetary guidelines when it comes to gift giving. That old rule where, oh, they're spending $150 a plate or a head, so I should give at least $150 as a gift. No, that is an
really
outdated rule.
That's outdated? Wow.
Well, how do you know anymore what the bride and groom is spending? I mean, the costs are just exorbitant these days. So I say give what you can and leave it at that.
Wow. Somebody here at the radio station received an invitation that had a monetary requirement for the wedding reception, asking that your gift be above this amount to join us at the reception. How rude is that?
Well, that's rude.
Thank you. I thought so too.
Yes. I mean, I would have to politely decline for that wedding. It's just, it really, the invitation is not supposed to state anything about gifts whatsoever. If the bride and groom or the groom and groom of bride and bride are registered somewhere, it is not to be put on the invitation. You can easily ask somebody in the wedding party, do they have a registry? Where are they registered? And most people nowadays, even younger couples, they don't want a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
They would rather have money contributed to a honeymoon fund or maybe to their new home fund or to take a nice trip. And these are the kind of questions that you'll want to keep in mind as you plan your gift giving.
Okay, and one last question before I let you go. One of our texters is saying that they ordered something from the registry to be delivered to the bride and groom. They were wondering, should they just put a photo of it in the card and give them the card at the reception? There really is no card required for that, right? Because they're going to receive the gift.
Well, a card is always acceptable. So if they want to put a picture of the gift in the card, that's okay. You know, a lot of times when you send something from a registry, there's a bonus in doing that because you receive a notification saying that it was delivered. And a lot of times if you send a check or you send money, cash, and you don't get a thank you note, you may not know if it was received or not. Unless, of course, it's a check and it would be cashed.
Talk to anybody over the age of 50. They get pretty riled up when they don't get that thank you note.
Yes, and do write thank you notes to everyone, whether they give you a gift or not. If they attended the wedding, it is their presence that is important.
Thank you so much. I have a feeling we'll be giving you a call again.
Thank you, and good luck with your wedding or your bonus daughter's wedding this summer.
Oh, it's going to be wonderful. What a beautiful, beautiful girl to celebrate with. Thank you, Jacqueline.
Have fun.